Hey y'all, welcome to our podcast. I'm David Ray, and I'm here with my main man,
Papa J. Yeah. How y'all doing out there?
How y'all doing tonight on Saturday night? We're here in VA. It's 10:46 p.m.
And I'm kind of hungry, but anyway, we had to come back out to y'all because we've been idle for a while, but we had a situation, family emergencies, and just too much to go into, but I told Ray, that's the man, we got to get back to our audience, man, so we can let them know we're here. And tonight, we don't really have a platform, and y'all tired of talking about Corona. Everybody tired of talking about Corona, okay? But anyway, I think the harmony that's going on in the country now, with the exception of that shooting in Georgia, I'm not even going to talk about that. Let me calm down. You talk, Ray. See, I get emotional.
Why are you getting emotional about it? I mean, it's just like, we do have, it's a pandemic. But it's only a pandemic in your head.
It's a pandemic in your head. It's a pandemic in reality. And then with the tragedies that are still taking place during a pandemic where everybody's supposed to be trying to pull together. What the fuck? Oops, excuse me. Leave that out there. Where are we going as a country? Nowhere. Where are we going?
Well, I mean, we didn't want to talk about it. It's just life. Wake up, man. Like I said,
Look,
man,
to kill off folks.
I grew up in the 90s, okay. Early 90s, late 80s. And, I mean, this is just a germ.
A man-made germ.
Yes, this is a man-made germ. I mean,
man-made Holocaust,
like nowadays, you know, you send your kids to school, they get pushed down, y'all ready to go fight them.
I've never and did we, that.
Yeah, or whatever. We had to go through. We fell out of trees. We got hit by cars. got shot.
Okay, ain't never been. You've been through a lot, ain't you?
We've been through that. Cell phones like that or whatever. So, let me tell you something. Your mama tell you, look, you say, mama, man. I'll see you later on this evening at 5 o'clock. She said, we'll be home by 5 o'clock. It was an emergency. She couldn't reach you.
Now look, how old you were born when?
In 83.
Oh shit, child. I'm not gonna say that. I can say that with backing. I was born in 49, my brother.
Yeah, now, but see, you couldn't reach. Look, everybody had it.
We ain't had jack shit back there either. Okay, we didn't have running water. Okay. So we ain't going. That's not the issue. I'm talking about where we are right now in this country.
Where are we?
We're here with we're just torn. You got a president that, okay, we're going to have lives, but we need to open the country up so we can make money. Okay? I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to shut up, okay? I can't vent too much. I would like to have a caller. If we see... Everything has been so bad, our network won't even come up tonight to where we can take callers. Okay?
Well, you can see if you can get one on the phone.
I told you we shouldn't have dealt with that network.
You can see if you can get one.
Trying to save a damn dollar.
You can see if you can get one on caller. If we can get a live caller.
All right. Yeah, let's see. Can we go to a commercial until
that was one of the Padres. No, get them on there now. We're running live. You know, we only got limited time. Get them on there now.
Okay, hold on.
Let's see if we can if he doesn't pick up, he doesn't pick up. Well, he's dealing with stuff, too. I heard he was in the car market this weekend.
It was where?
Looking in the car market area. He was in the pocket looking for a car.
That's another subject, okay?
Let's see. He might elaborate on it, too.
No, I wish he would. I'd smack him through.
Call him. Let's see.
Bear with us, people. We country, okay?
Let's see if the call picks up.
We working on it. We just trying to let y'all know we're still out here to talk voice our opinion on things, okay?
He's not answering.
He's not answering. I'm getting two more rings. That's one, ain't it?
Looking for the voicemail next.
And here comes the last one.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yep. Sorry. But anyway. But it's good to be back out to put out a little conversation, a little bullshit, a little kicking the bobo with people that might be listening. I always have things I want to talk about, but my partners in this thing don't think I need to talk about. I talk about love. I talk about relationships. I like shit like that, okay? Excuse my language, but I'm dealing with Corona too. And I have COPD, and I'm old, and I'm still working, see, so I'm just in a zone right now. It's Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. Okay? But anyway, I know everybody else is dealing with all this mess too, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Just keep the faith. Practice safeness, like what's been put out there. Just don't do like the commercial where it's got there's a video where the guy, everybody walking in within 6 feet of him, he slapped him. Don't do that because your ass going to jail. Your ass going to go to jail. But life goes on. Rave, now, see, we said we weren't going to talk about Rona. We didn't want to talk about.
Well, you talking bullshit, about it, man. I like to talk about. How is this affecting you guys out there? Since he's bringing up, I'm having a couple drinks. He's bringing up the coronavirus. How you guys, for you guys that's in work, how's that working? For you guys that's doing unemployment, are you getting the good benefits? Are you getting PUI? How is that affecting you guys? Is it affecting you, or is it giving you a break, or where would you rather be at?
That's a good question.
I want to know. I want you to post that and let me know how you feel about it. Well, would you rather be at work, or would you just wouldn't mind taking a break and getting some government money for a while?
I mean,
either way, how would you feel? And for the people that's working, how do you feel about the people that get in the government money?
I got issues there too. I mean, so, just like a
vice versa, or whatever, we're gonna have, you know,
for it. But if you're getting it, go on and get it. I'm not jealous of you getting it. I just wish I was getting it.
And then again, you know, please, I don't get that. I appreciate every one of you guys listening. Uh-oh. Oh, we got a caller calling back. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Let's see, we got a man.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're live. Take it, David Ray.
Got you on a podcast, doing a live podcast right now. We called you a little while ago. We know you've been busy. Nicholas J. We just get you on the podcast to just let you know that we're back, and to let our listeners know that we're going to be back for a while. Yeah. So we just want, can you reassure them that we're going to be back for a little while?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm glad y'all called me remotely on this podcast.
I'm sorry you couldn't be here tonight.
Huh?
I'm sorry you couldn't be here tonight.
Yeah, that, man, you know how it is, man. It's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we still got to do what we got to do. And, I had some last minute changes that I had to be made, but you know, business move is power move, you know.
Yeah, right on. Well, I'm glad you got in there, You know, I'm glad you called us back because we were talking before we even decided to light up tonight. We need to get back out there and let people know we're here. We're trying to create communication with the world. And the way to do that is for us to try. I said, we had picked up a network to where we could have.
This Papa J, right?
Yeah, Papa J. See,
okay.
We had picked up a network where we could have callers coming in. The line is dead. Okay. See, so one of them companies Ray told me to mess with, but. That's not for the conversation.
Oh,
you trusted Ray on that?
Well, We're about to invest in better equipment and try to and better.
We just want to see if you were gonna be in the studio at least a couple times a month, because there ain't no need to get you a mic. We just gonna order you a mic, bro.
I'm gonna order the mic,
especially for you when you come here. It's gonna be here. We are gonna get your initials on it. Okay. You gotta fucking get a guest, man.
He's part of this trio here, okay? Now, we got him live here tonight. This is what we started, and they're gonna be the three of us. Don't be trying to talk no shit other than the three, whether he's remote, on a boat, can't float, what the hell. We got you, ain't we? We got you. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, my audience.
This is what we're working on. Me and Ray Ray had talked earlier this week, and we're gonna we want to eventually, after the podcast actually is moving a little bit stronger, we want to do the live podcast, and we want to be on all the media streams, the social media streams, so we can reach everybody. A time like what we have going on right now, some people need a little bit of reality, a little bit of laughter, and they need a little bit of support.
And they can hear you clearly, Nicholas J. Papa J. Ron might want to quit his J job after this, because this is gonna be live. Is gonna be raw, uncut.
Hold it.
Sponsors.
All of them said they talked. They ain't included me in no conversation, but I'm game.
Well, we're bringing it live, so it surprises you. So we let the listeners know that.
We're coming soon.
Raw, uncut, live. And that's what the people want to see.
And the thing of it is, it don't matter what I'm doing here. As long as you're doing what you're doing, wherever you are, if you're listening, okay? Because you might see every darn thing up in here. Hello. Yeah. But anyway, we were talking about the thing with the corona shit, and we went on into the unemployment thing. All that good stuff, the help that's being sent out to people, like private contractors and stuff like that. And my Social Security went up $300. I said, Lord, I'm ready. What was that? Was that my stimulus?
No.
Next Wednesday, here comes my stimulus.
I don't know.
What did you say, Buckwheat?
Papa J.
Yes, sir.
You just told everybody that you was old.
hey. Okay, I'm proud of being old. I'm gonna tell you that. I'm proud of being old, and I hope everybody can live to get where I am. I'm 70. That's what God promised in the Bible. Okay.
Ooh.
70. That's
that. What does a score mean?
That's 10 years. That's 10 years.
You said 20. Chris said 20.
No.
So you 70. God damn.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He said
a score is 10 years from the biblical side or something.
Well, shit, then you
8 scores. That is right. Wait a minute. Hey, excuse me a minute.
You're right.
You said you got there.
You're right. I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Just apologize to the listeners right now.
I apologize to my listeners. See, I was thinking about calculations that work. See, I'm old. You know what I mean? Anyway, leave me alone, boy. Okay.
God damn, that motherfucker said he. What he said, Chris?
All right, we're going away from that now.
He said,
"Wait, anyway,
I ain't scored."
I scored
5 years.
I was thinking about decades, like being in my decades. See, my mind is Look, this is going away from that now. What else on here?
Look, man, we going to look. What we called to do, we actually called you to surprise you tonight.
Well, I appreciate it,
Are you going to listen to the surprise?
Yeah, what's the surprise?
We going to offer you a contract. We know how you do.
You're giving me a contract? contract.
We offering you a contract tonight. Accept it or no.
No,
let's can you listen? Oh, wait, give me a minute. Huh? We know you, we could only go via phone with you 2 times a year, right? Let me tell you something. This show right here. This show right here, that's it. This is have your contract tonight.
Oh Lord, I don't know who talking.
You didn't even know you was getting into that contract.
Oh my God.
So we know that you can't get out of the house because you know you're on lockdown. We'll give you a benefit of the doubt tonight. This is counted as one of your shows you didn't even know. You didn't even know. See, you got to go now. Let's hurry up. Hurry up and give him the contract because he has to get off the phone in 50 seconds.
Nigga, I don't know where he's coming from, nigga. Audience, I don't know if y'all going to listen to this bullshit.
Is he listening?
I'm wasting.
What's the contract? I'm listening.
Can you do a show live twice a month and via 5 times a month?
Let's do it.
All right, let's come up here. You sign it. When can you come up here and sign the paperwork?
I could probably come up there Monday.
All right. Well, let me know, man, because I told you. Didn't you get the pictures that I sent you about? I mean, I ain't trying to put your personal shit out on Front Street. I ain't trying to be. Listen, see, you always try to cut me off. Look, nigga, today, I don't get much airtime on this thing. I'm just like the setter up, the director, producer. I don't get much airtime. But Papa J-Ron wants to cut everybody off. You got your 30 minutes, right?
I've only been
talking to you for about 3 minutes, right?
I ain't saying a word.
I'm telling him about the deal that you might have going on Monday, and he laughing at it.
What
deal? He laughed at it.
What deal you got going on Monday?
I said about that. The trade on the car.
The antique.
Yes, wow. He said that would be a dump. I said no, it would not. Right, man, I said if that bitch was running like that, cause them bitches are built like fucking vaults,
hold
man.
On. We're still on the air here. Watch your language, then.
They're still built like vaults.
But what are we talking about? He got a Volvo, right?
Yeah. If somebody offered,
and he's gonna trade it in on another Volvo.
See, that's why.
If I can even trade on another antique that's been refurbished.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell you. It just goes up. Just like I told him. I said, so he need to get in the groups for the Trans Ams. He's a Trans Am fam. I said, Chris is in the. Niggas J is in the fucking group for fucking Volvo. He knows the value because every day. He could post a picture of his shit right now and probably get about 300 likes before fucking midnight.
Okay, well,
Everybody's like, if you in a Volvo group, you fucking love Volvos or whatever. And they gonna give him suggestions and they gonna be like, where you at, lad? It's all over the country, man. Like, go offer, why don't you do this or whatever, but they're gonna, it's no bring you down.
Somebody offered me $15,000 for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had just got it though.
But see, he didn't see anybody would have took that. But see, he didn't know what the value was at the time. What? Because he never owned a Volvo.
Okay. All right. Y'all know this conversation.
What?
Y'all know I got to pay for this shit. Okay.
Yeah, and you gonna do the ads in a minute.
See, guess what? Because guess what? Now we talking about Volvo. It's gonna be people that's listening to this, and they got Volvos, so they gonna chime in and leave comments. And so, you can't knock. Okay. Everybody got a different path of life.
I'm not knocking Volvo.
Papa J. All you do is you take Metamucil in the morning and Geritol.
Damn.
And you go sit at the desk and then type you on the computer.
You want to government you like that.
I ain't cracking on your punk ass.
Hey, well, I tell you what. I guess this part of the show will be here Monday.
Oh, yeah. We're going to We're gonna have a live.
Easy. He's be out of state right now, ladies and gentlemen. But
I'm gonna be down there, and I'm gonna bring my I do have a 4K camera, so we don't have audio. So I'll bring that, and we just gonna have to. We'll make it work, but we're gonna. Our listeners are gonna see the live.
What's going on behind scenes?
Okay.
Well, I will agree.
Hey, wait a minute. Where they gonna see the hell? Where the hell they gonna be seeing that from?
Oh, it's gonna be. We're gonna put it on all social, all major social, media platforms.
Okay, see, now this is.
They gonna find us once.
Well, he'd be up here early.
On Instagram,
audience, Twitter.
Already talking too much
about our business that we're trying.
They ain't talking about our business. They can't. We already got it. We already got our followers. We got our listeners. Yeah. Can't nobody imitate what we do.
The barber shop's closed. I can't even get a haircut. Can't shave my beard. I ain't going live with nothing until I get my shit right.
No, that's the way to go. You gotta, if you're gonna be a part of this podcast, you need to let our listeners know what they can see.
Anyway, back to the Volvo thing. Hey, my lovers out there, people that are listening to me, I am a member of the Trans Am Club. Okay.
That night? No, you remember the night ride.
Michael Knight.
I said that's the black Michael Knight. I said Trans Am. Okay, not Michael Knight. Not Knight Rider. Okay, not the Bandit. Okay, not the Bandit. Okay, the Black Bandit. Hey. Y'all kill my grits. Anyway.
Can we make this jump? This is Kit. I'm sorry, Papa J. I don't understand what you're saying.
Maybe y'all don't need to be in the same room.
We're gonna
sip you your equipment.
I tell you what.
Plug it into your shit. All right. Because we're getting some, we're switching up. We're early in this stage of podcast-ism. Or whatever.
I'm gonna make one commercial to my listeners out there for the situation with the sanitation and stuff like that. Buy you some Sterofab. Okay.
But also check this out.
I'm talking right now.
This is an announcement that I want to make on the behalf of
He's the guest.
Ray, Papa J. Once we announce the officialness of our podcast, the first five actual down-to-earth followers and listeners will get some free merchandise from us with our label and some of our sayings.
And that is true. I've been in you guys' warehouse for the last couple days and seeing a lot of progress. If you would like to elaborate on that, and drop, if you have a website or information, if you like to drop on that, Nicholas J, this is the time to do so right now.
What the hell?
We're still trying to get all the details finalized, and some of the designs we're trying to get finalized. It's a major process.
It is.
I think Monday we might be able to go into depth.
We'll sit down with how it goes. Because basically, like, I'm sitting here, you know, trying to bring y'all up, and Papa J. Rob was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, I ain't heard that. You're not going to hear of a company that happened overnight, man.
Well, I don't even know what they're talking about anyway. But anyway, all right, we done rambled off of our getting back out to the people. Let's bring it back to a little more structure here. You're off tomorrow, Nicholas?
Yeah, I'm going to be asleep.
Oh, you don't say
that. Moon dust, baby. Hey, look, and I just want to let you know, I'm going to sponsor this. I got to put it in a spot in a sec. This spot in a segment has been there incorporated by Rocky hey, Mountain.
Look, I gotta go.
Rocky Mountain who? Rocky Mountain who?
Oh, so your phone about to die now?
He would be getting ready to do a commercial.
Yeah, it's in the red. I got like 5%
Oh, you good. Rocky
That's
Mountain.
That's good for
Rocky
20 minutes. This has been sponsored by Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
You come down knowing what you're not getting into, but you know what you're getting into.
Touch something red.
I'm lost.
Well,
no, all right, thank you for calling us back.
Well, don't call me tomorrow.
We might call you tomorrow because we're committed to what we're doing. We're gonna do a podcast every day, so we might bother you tomorrow, and we might not. And we might not never bother you. Okay, you have a good night.
Y'all too. Peace, love, and happiness.
Yeah. Okay. That was my Tourette, y'all. I kicked
the ones on wild. Well, so look, let me ask you. I'm gonna give you your closing remarks. You know, we've been 25 minutes on air, 26, almost 30 minutes.
Way over budget. Way over budget.
Way old. Hey, so I'm going to give you closing remarks. I'm gonna let you go first. Go get your closing remarks for the night.
I don't even know what to close on. It's just good to know that we're trying to do something. Just get back out there and kick, and hopefully start get our callers coming in so we can be on the air to let people know, you know, opinions, our opinion on things. It don't mean whether you approve or not. It don't matter about that. It's just somebody listening to you, okay? And we're in a terrible time right now with this COVID thing. Everybody's paranoid. Some people are stupid. All I want to say, stay quiet. Okay, you got COVID.
No.
Okay. I don't want to.
Wait a minute, man.
Anyway, to all of y'all out there, stay safe. Oh, shit. Okay.
So all right.
Stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Can't Peace. Put a time on it, but we will be back on the air tomorrow. Okay?
Y'all have a good night.
Right on.